Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the E-commerce Paradise podcast. I'm your host, Trevor, and today we're going to be talking about getting free traffic to your website. And how you're going to go about doing that is through a bunch of different means. So first and foremost, free traffic basically means organic links and referral links, direct traffic and like email traffic and stuff like that. Okay. If you ever logged into a Google Analytics account and looked at your website traffic, you'll see different types of traffic. Free traffic is basically anything that's not paid. So just, you know, try to break down. You can do this in Google Analytics and find all the different sources your website, if you already have a website, is already getting traffic from that is not paid. And that's a really great place to start. Okay. Cause then you know, you're already getting traffic from those websites. It might be like a forum post. Somebody made a link to your website. It might be a social media post, it might be a YouTube video, it might, you know, there's lots of different sources of organic traffic that you can get, okay? The main thing though, and we're gonna start talking about this, is that you need to create content that's unique and useful and engaging on your website, okay? So organic and free traffic all starts with content. You can also create content off your website that leads to your product pages, that works as well, like say making a YouTube video or a blog post on a separate website and then leading to your product page. That works as well. But you need to create content on the web. And that basically starts with kind of understanding your target market and what their needs are and doing some keyword research on Google. You can just do like some fast and easy quick research. Just type in your product category into Google. And you'll get some ideas from like the question answer box, and at the bottom there's the recommended answers, and there's also it kind of like automatically fills in the space for you. You can type the, you know, keywords in like best and then your product category, and then you can type the keyword like your product category for, and then it should enter that in. All those kinds of keywords that it shows you, those are the keywords that you should target with content at the beginning. And then you should also make listicles, like articles that are lists of resources and things like that, or lists of reasons why. Those types of content get a lot of engagement too. So once you have a really great list of these types of articles, content, go and make that content yourself or hire a writer to do it and publish it to your website or another blog or YouTube or something like that, but create the content, okay? Because that's kind of where all this starts with. And the way you're going to get organic traffic is by getting that content to rank in Google and getting that content to also, be linked to from other websites, okay? And that process is called backlinking. Backlinks from other websites is really key, especially high domain authority websites that are ranking really well already and that are, you know, related to your niche. Okay, so that's kind of the main thing here. And you want to really know what content you want to rank for, what keywords you want to rank for in Google for in the beginning so that you can create that content. And then you can go out and find those websites that are willing to link to you, and then you can get those links. So getting those links from other websites, I would say, is the most crucial part, because once you have the content already, Google will not rank your website until it sees that it's a authoritative website in the niche. So you basically need to have other people say, hey, this website's really cool. And Google will say, oh, okay, well then in that case, we'll go ahead and put that up higher in the search results for that keyword, you know, that kind of thing. Google usually, you know, there's a lot of different competitors for certain keywords. So in the beginning, you want to try to find keywords that are less competitive. You know, so you can do this with a keyword research tool like KW Finder. That's what I recommend. You get all my recommended resources at the website. And KW Finder is really cool because it'll show you every single website that's ranking on the first page of Google for any particular keyword and their link profile strength, which means like a kind of combination of metrics that combine together to make a total number that, you know, means it's a really strong website or not. And so it'll come up with a competitive ranking for any particular keyword. So if a keyword is like really competitive, it'll have like a 40, 50, 60, 70 plus, you know, keyword difficulty KD. Or if it's not, you know, it'll have like a 30 or below KD. And so those 30 or below KD keywords, those are the ones you really want to start with by targeting, because that's easier to rank in Google for. And even if you have like a link profile strength in your website of like 20 or 30, Google will still rank you on that first page probably for those keywords. And this is especially true in e-commerce when you're dealing with product names, like long tail product names and stuff like that. Okay, model names, SKU numbers, that kind of stuff. Because those generally have less competition. And so you're going to be able to rank. There's a lot lower keyword search volume as well, but that's the point, is that you want to rank high for those because those are your money pages, okay? So getting backlinks, again, there's many different ways to do it. I usually, when I first started a store for a client, it's through social media. That's the easiest place to do it. You build your own social media profiles and you create content, you link back to your website, okay? Then after that, you want to continue that and keep going by creating more content. So you can create set up auto posting apps for Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, things like that. Those are really good, posting out products every single day to link back to your website. But if it's not engaging, again, it's not really going to get, you know, signals and stuff like that. Social signals means a lot of engagement, a lot of click-throughs, things like that. So it's not going to make a big difference, but it's just good to have. What you can do is create YouTube videos for your products. You know, what I do is I pay a video editor to go out and create YouTube videos for my products. Works pretty well. So, you know, if you can't do that, then you can make them yourself. But, you know, you can also extract from your supplier and kind of post duplicate content on the web. But, you know, Google doesn't really like that. YouTube doesn't like that. So I wouldn't recommend it. But definitely making fresh videos is better. But still, YouTube is a great place to get traffic from. And it's a great place to backlink to your website. But one of the best ways to do it, of course, is by getting other people's blogs, forums, YouTube channels, and social media accounts to link to your website, especially ones that have high search volume and are already ranking for certain keywords and are already authoritative in their niche, okay, and that are related to your niche. So that's a great place to do it. And the way you do it is by reaching out to them. And you can ask them, if you write a fresh piece of content, if they'll post on their blog and link back to you for free. Usually they won't. Usually they'll charge you some money for it. But sometimes they will. And if they will, great. But if they don't, which is usually that they don't, they'll charge you like maybe $100, $200, $300, $500, whatever. And you can pay them that amount of money. You give them the blog post. It's got to be just like a really good content blog post, not any kind of hard selling or anything like that, just like content-based. And if you link back to an article on your website about the best of that product category, some kind of article like that, or the reasons why you should do it, that kind of thing, then it's highly likely that people are going to click through and then, you know, your website will build rapport with that person, and then they might get on your email list or something like that, and so on and so forth. So that's one of the best ways to do it, is by guest posting. Another great way through YouTube is just by guest appearing on their channel. So, you know, this obviously requires a certain personality type, somebody who actually is, you know, able and willing to do that. But doing a combined interview, like a podcast interview through someone else's YouTube channel, or actually meeting up with them in person, doing a YouTube collaboration, is one of the best ways, because, you know, people see people and they hear them, and it builds way more trust than if you just read a blog article. So if you can, you know, do that, then great, go ahead and do that. You know, doing just podcast interviews with people is great. If you even start your own podcast in your niche, that's awesome as well. You know, obviously if you have your own channel and content already, you're more likely to get the eyes of the person that you want to collaborate with, and you're more likely to have them either give it to you for free or at a lower price, at least, because they see that you're already out there. If you just are going to buy ads from people, you can have the guest post. I think that's the best kind of evergreen advertisement you can buy, because if you buy like banner ads on a website, it may or may not get clicks. You don't really know how the traffic is and stuff like that, because you don't know which of pages it's appearing on. And, you know, you need to be able to have the ability to retarget a specific audience or to target a specific audience. That's the main thing. So I do that mainly just through Google Ads, using their display network, and retargeting just people that have, you know, abandoned their cart, for instance, on my website. And that way that I know that those people are super hyper-targeted, that I'm going to be able to get those people back to my website. And usually my ads are showing up on big news sites, eBay.com, other e-commerce sites. And so it's a great place to retarget. But yeah, so besides that, you know, you can kind of look at guest posting like it would be like paid traffic in a sense, because you are paying for it sometimes. But it's evergreen. Once you have that blog post there, it stays there. So you just pay once, and that blog post continues to send traffic to you over time. And it also will eventually, you know, the backlinks will show up to Google, and you'll eventually raise your own link profile strength of your website, and you'll be able to get a lot more traffic that way. So yeah, guys, that's kind of how you do it. That's the process. So start with content, and then do the outreach, and then make the content for the you know, your target, and then collaborate, get the backlinks, and go from there. Usually when you have content on your website that's really good, this system, this process works great, and your website will get a ton of free traffic. You will rank for those really competitive keywords eventually, and you'll get tons of free traffic, and that will result in tons of free sales you don't have to pay for. Of course, there's a whole another plethora of traffic, training that you can get into with the paid traffic, and Google Ads, Facebook Ads, you know, YouTube Ads, things like that, and that's like a whole nother level. But for free traffic, I think this is a great place to start and to understand stuff. So get out there, guys, make some content, go and collaborate and get some backlinks and drive some free traffic to your website. If you're interested in getting any help getting started with high ticket dropshipping, go check out ecommerceparadise.com. I have a high ticket dropshipping masterclass, which is a full 30 plus module course on how to do high ticket dropshipping, how to launch a store. I also have a turnkey store as well as a turnkey business in a box service where I build a store for you. I have a team of 15 plus virtual assistants that runs my store as well as client stores. I also provide Google ad management services now and virtual assistant recruiting and training services for high ticket dropshipping specifically. So if you want to do it right, get in with me and my team. We can get it going for you. Again, it's ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey is for that. And also just the homepage will drive links and you can all get all my free content, watch all my free videos on YouTube, and definitely looking forward to helping you guys start and grow a business with high ticket dropshipping. And get in now before it's too late, guys. Now is the time. During these days right now, the pandemic, things are booming and it is wild. Now it's time to get into this. Don't wait any longer. Don't sit on the sidelines and wonder what you're going to do for your next paycheck and to, make more money in the long run. Get your side hustle started right now, and you never know how soon it might be till you can make it your full-time income, just like I do. Okay? Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.